People are on the move over the holidays. New Yorkers are having a tough time getting around, and in a moment we'll have the latest on the transit strike there. First, we turn to a big change in the small items you can carry on board a flight. Starting today, nail clippers, small scissors, even pocket knives will no longer be confiscated by airport screeners. Fully 25% of all bag searches involve these small, sharp items. The controversial rule change is aimed at freeing up airport personnel to look for more dangerous things. Transportation Security Administration Director Kip Hawley says box cutters are still banned.
Drills, knives, hammers, ice picks, any of that stuff is still prohibited. The only thing new that you're going to be allowed to bring onto a plane are your household scissors and then tools under 7 inches. And the reason we picked those specific lengths had a lot to do with the testing we did with our transportation security officers, and that was the break point at which they felt they could easily make the determination on the screen without having to open the bag. It actually was 6, 6.5 inches where the break point was, but we thought would make it 7 inches.
Although, couldn't somebody say 6.5-inch knife is pretty darn dangerous?
Well, my hands are pretty dangerous, and there are so many things that are on aircraft today that could be used as weapons, and the risk of someone using those tools is not significant. I would much rather have our guys do a better job of finding explosives than rooting around in the bags for the scissors and tools.
In terms of the current risk environment, there are those who would applaud this because they would say nobody would allow a plane to be taken over by someone wielding small scissors the way they would have before September 11th.
That's absolutely correct. That in the days immediately after September 11th, there was an emergency reaction to close down the opportunity for that to be repeated. And over the last 4 years, many, many, many things have gone into place, including hardened cockpit doors that are a significant barrier to terrorists. And then all of the other things with the Federal Air Marshals, all of those things have really made it very difficult for someone to hijack a plane with small tools or scissors. And as we look at our vulnerability in conjunction with what's the threat and what's the consequence, the explosives show up as something that we need to put more resource against.
And why not do all of it? Search for explosives and keep a ban on small scissors and tools.
Well, if I had one more screener or a million more screeners, I would still make these changes to the prohibited items list because there are a lot of other things that make the scissors and tools at the very, very fringe area of possible threat.
You have some very powerful forces arrayed against you in making this change. They include relatives of victims of 9/11, flight attendants.
We have met with flight attendants and families of 9/11 victims, and I understand the point, and I do sympathize with the point, because if you are looking at any object, if it's a scissor or whatever it is, you can imagine that thing being used for terrible ends. We have to look at what is the threat to the aviation system, what is the threat to the United States. It's not really a difficult decision that says we should focus our resources where the risk is greatest, and that risk is over on the explosive side.
Kip Hawley is director of the Transportation Security Administration, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.